In northwestern Montana, grizzly bears may be removed from the endangered species list next year, expanding the geographic range of animals that are no longer covered by federal protection. Grizzlies that live around Yellowstone National Park were delisted in July, but the debate rages on over the best way to manage these icons of the West. As Wyoming Public Media's Cooper McKim reports, several groups are still filing lawsuits to keep the grizzlies under federal management.
Paul Miller just got back from a 12-day hunting trip outside of Cody, Wyoming, with some friends.
Yeah, we went on a mountain goat and a bighorn sheep hunt. One guy drew both tags, and we archery hunted it for a couple days and then hunted sheep with a rifle.
Miller says he saw 15 grizzly bears on his hunting trip. It's still illegal to shoot the bears, but he's excited at the possibility of hunting one soon. Conversations about trophy hunting jump-started this past August after the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service removed the grizzly from the endangered species list. Miller is one of many residents in Wyoming who say it's about time the animal was put under state management.
When you can go into one drainage and you don't travel more than, I don't know, 2 or 3 miles each way and you can find 20 or 15 grizzly bears, I'd say that it's time to manage them a little better because they're just thick and you're just asking for people to get hurt.
The grizzly bear was listed as an endangered species in 1975. 28 years later, population surpassed the recovery criteria set by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. In 2007, the Yellowstone grizzly was delisted, but federal protections were restored following a lawsuit. Under federal management, many residents of Wyoming say there's too many bears coming close to town. Hunting is prohibited, and for some, there's this gut reaction.
It's our wildlife. It's within Wyoming's boundaries. We have a great team here that knows how to manage it, and doesn't need to have Big Brother looking over their shoulder.
That's Lee Livingston, a Park County commissioner and an outfitter, who does stand to benefit if hunting grizzlies is allowed. He's walking into the courthouse in downtown Cody. He thinks this battle is still a ways from being over.
I say a lot of folks are probably still holding their breath. Been there, done it, seen it. We're not going to say it's done until it's done.
In late August and early September, more than 10 groups filed lawsuits against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. They argue the decision to remove the grizzly from the endangered species list is premature and could lead to the animal's decline. Livingston calls the litigation an act of desperation.
They're doing well, and now they're grasping at straws to litigate under anything they can find. And the latest round of litigation, I think, shows that.
But litigants say there's been a troubling drop in the Yellowstone bears population recently. More than 60 bears died between 2014 and 2016, they say. And with dwindling food sources, they argue it's not the time to take away protections, let alone allow hunting to begin. Chuck Neal, a longtime Cody resident, is disappointed by those who want to allow hunting, especially on the outskirts of grizzly habitat.
That's exactly the wrong attitude, and it will be guaranteed to stop recovery in its tracks.
Neal says the only way to properly recover the grizzly is to allow them to move and settle between different habitats, like in Glacier National Park. Neal says that means bears on the periphery of Yellowstone are the most valuable.
Because they are the ones that are pioneering out, trying to recolonize historically occupied contiguous habitat.
Neal says federal regulation has allowed grizzlies the safety of making a slow and steady rebound, but the work isn't done.
We are snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory because we are getting that close. We're getting close. And we're going to guarantee it's never going to take place.
Charles Preston has lived in Cody for 19 years. He's director of the Draper Natural History Museum here in Cody. And he says delisting the Yellowstone grizzly shouldn't be seen as a death sentence, but an opportunity.
This is the end of one chapter, that chapter of long-term protection and recovery that we should be celebrating. And it's the beginning of another chapter. And that chapter is management and conservation of the grizzly bears.
As for those lawsuits putting the bear back on the endangered species list, they could take years to resolve. For Here and Now, I'm Cooper McKim.